Good afternoon, and welcome to the closing roundtable of the Chautauqua Literary and Scientific Circle for 2002. My name is still Dick Reddington. I'm Vice President for Education and Planning. Today's roundtable is made possible by the Lewis Miller Fund in the Chautauqua Foundation. I asked Jeff Miller, who normally begins these sessions, to take over the moderator's role today, and my intention was in order to thank him for his extraordinary service to Chautauqua and the CLSC this summer. He and Kathy Crocker and their staff are exemplary summertime leaders of this historic and interesting program. Thank you, Jeff. I also want to announce that next summer will be a special one here at Chautauqua, as the CLSC will celebrate its founding in 1878 during the 2003 season. Those of you who are quick in math will know that that's the 125th anniversary. Many plans are in the works by the volunteers of the Alumni Association of the CLSC, and the whole institution will enjoy this 125th anniversary next year. I hope all of you, and many more, will choose to complete your CLSC reading and graduate next summer on this historic anniversary. Now it's my honor to turn this podium over to Professor Roger Wilkins. You probably heard my more detailed introduction of him this morning, and here I will only repeat that his career has included public service at the highest levels of government, journalism for the most respected newspapers, and voluntary service to humankind through work with foundations and boards. He made no secret of his intense interest in education this morning, and his service on the District of Columbia Board of Education, and his position as a professor of history and American culture at George Mason University emphatically puts his money where his mouth is.